community guest co-host has been in studio today. That's Taryn Thatcher, Miss Teen Wyoming from Kemmer. And Taryn, thank you so much again for joining us today. It's been a great time for me. I hope you've had a good time today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. This has been so fun. I've loved it.
Well, of course, as our guest interview segment today, I wanted to just talk to you here towards the end of the show, as you know, you are Miss Teen Wyoming after all, so have a chance to get to know you a little more as what you do with Teen Wyoming. So let's go back to last summer, Taryn, and leading up to that teen competition, the state one. What do you do to prepare for that? What kind of preparations took place beforehand?
So obviously, you want to look and feel your best. So I was trying to eat good, you know, work out, not, you know, excessively by any means, but you just want to look and feel good. So that was a part of my daily schedule. And then my mom helped me a lot just with interview. You want to sound, you know, graceful and eloquent, but you don't want to sound rehearsed. So I would have my mom, my aunts, you know, members of my family ask me random questions just so that anything they could hit me with, I would already have like the thoughts of what I would want to say in my head. So that way when it came up on stage, I could say that and say what I wanted to say Sure. without stumbling over my words.
Yeah, perfect. So then the actual competition comes up. What do you remember most other than, you know, that moment that you win? What stands out to your mind most in the state competition?
Okay, so before I went on stage, when I was getting ready, my aunts and my mom were asking me questions, because if you make top five, you answer an onstage question in front of people. And I remember my mom asked me, she's like, okay, what's your biggest fear? And I answered her. And then on stage, when I pulled out that little card for it to ask, it said, what is your biggest fear?
No way.
Yes.
Really?
And so I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was so prepared. I kind of giggled to myself, and I'm sure people saw that and were like, why is she giggling? But anyways, that was just funny to me that that's how that worked
out. Wow, go figure. So you win the thing, and what happens once you are named Teen Wyoming? Is there some sort of platform, or is there some sort of, like, what do you do to represent Wyoming as Miss Teen?
So basically, like, you get to take over their Instagram, so you get to say whatever you want, really. I mean, obviously, like, within limits.
Sure.
You get to share your platform. So mine was mainly based on foster care and just the family unit, because I feel that's so important, especially with, you know, where our world is going. I feel a lot of tragedies and heartache could be saved if our family units were stronger. And again, like, our programs like foster care were taken care of more. So anyways, that was my quote unquote platform. But then you just get to know the other girls, and you really just have to concrete in your mind who you are and what your values are, because everybody's going to question that.
And speaking of foster care, I mean, that was something that you had firsthand experience with. I mean,
yes.
in your own family, you had your family unit with seven kids and your mm-hmm. mom and your dad. And then for a while you had what you told me as many as 14 kids in the house at one time with
yes.
foster children.
So there was us seven, and then we got a call one night at 8 at night. We were sitting down to get ready for bed, and my mom got a call, and they said, hey, we have seven kids that need a house.
Wow.
It'll be 2 weeks. Can they come over and stay with you? My mom's like, you know what? Yeah, we can make it work for 2 weeks. Well, a year and a half later, it finally got all sorted out. But yeah, we had 14 kids in the house
wow.
for a long time.
And what was that like for you? Because I'm sure a lot of parents are going to be concerned about something like that.
Of course.
And, you know, there's your natural reservations. But being in that situation for you, what was that like? How did you guys make it work?
Well, I slept on the couch.
For a year and a half, right?
Yeah. Yeah, which is totally fine. Me and my siblings, you know, rotated through who was sleeping where, just so it could all be fair. But I just remember these kids had never seen bath toys before and had never gotten haircuts before. And being able to watch them experience these seemingly, you know, ordinary things to me was really interesting. I was pretty young. I mean, it was a couple years ago. So I was in high school, but, you know, freshman, sophomore. So that was very enlightening, and it made me feel very blessed. Of course, there are hard times where it's like, oh, like, I just want my parents to be my parents. That jealousy was there. But I just remember I felt a lot more blessed in my situation.
Wow. Taryn Thatcher, Miss Teen Wyoming in studio today as our community guest co-host. So then eventually you compete at the national pageant. You Miss Teen Wyoming and with all the other 50 states that are there and did really, really well. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah. So I made top 16 and that was just incredible. I was named third. And so you're standing up there and you're like, have this smile plastered on your face, but you're shaking so bad and your heart rate is a million miles an hour. And when I heard the W and I was like, okay, it could be West Virginia, Washington, Wyoming, you know, like all these W's went through my head and they said Wyoming and I like started giggling and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was so proud. And I just remember looking down because my parents were seated pretty close to the stage and I saw my mom and her smile just, I don't know. I was so proud of myself at that point.
Very cool. And it's a huge accomplishment because you're saying that being top 16 is not common to happen for a Wyoming representative.
Right. Since the history of the pageant, only 8 teens from Wyoming have made top 16. In the last 5 years, there's one other girl from Jackson. Her name's Grace Turner. She made top 16. And I can't remember. It was either 3 or 4 years ago. But since then, there haven't been very many of us to do that.
It's very neat. Taryn, let's talk about pageantry. And we've kind of discussed this off air a little bit, you and I, this morning. But sometimes there is a stigma about it, right? I mean, there's been movies and there's a persona of pageant girls and everything. What is a pageant to you? And why did you decide to do it? And why was it worth it for you?
So a pageant to me is a really key way to develop your confidence and develop who you are and your values. Getting up there on stage is hard. You have people, especially in, you know, the girl pageant systems, whatever, you have people critiquing your body, your hair, your mind, how you talk, how you walk, what, you know, you decided to do with pretty much everything. They're watching your every move and you have to be sure of yourself and of your decisions. And if you aren't, it will destroy you. But pageants are a great outlet to express yourself and to show people that there are different ways of life. You know, coming from Wyoming, me and then, you know, California teen, we bring two totally different things to the table. And that's amazing that we all come together and share that on the same platform. And they're pretty much celebrating all these different girls who come from a million different backgrounds.
Yeah.
So I think that's what a pageant is the celebration of different girls coming together for one purpose and one goal.
Taryn, what advice would you have for the next generation of young girls, those that are maybe going into middle school or in high school currently and trying to find their foundation, like you were just talking about, trying to find out who they are and what they want to represent? What's your advice for those girls?
I would say, one, you need to be authentic to yourself. But in order to do that, you need to ask yourself questions. Like, truly go through scenarios in your head and say, you know, if this happened, what am I going to do? Because if you don't decide beforehand, then when those moments come up, you're going to be a little unsure. But truly sit down with yourself and, you know, ask your parents, have your parents ask you questions and have these things formulated in your brain of what you believe and what you're set on.
Good answer. That's a very good advice. Well, Taryn, thank you so much again for joining us. It's been a blast today to have you in studio.
It has.
And I look forward to seeing what where broadcasting may take you in the future as a broadcast journalism student. Of course, what's next for you? Remind us where you'll be off to in a couple of months.
Cordoba, Argentina.
Wow.
So starting August 29th, I'll start my training and I'll be in Argentina October 11th.
Wow. Well, best of luck to you and look forward to seeing what's next.
Yes. So, thank you so much for having me. This has been so good for me.
Absolutely.
I've loved it.
Absolutely. Pleasure is ours. That's the Miss Teen Wyoming from Lincoln County herself, Taryn Thatcher. It's our community guest co-host and our weekday wake up, SVI Radio Network.